This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Joining us with Ommi Lisa Dani. So maybe let's start with you, Mr. Maqhi. Thank you so, so much for joining us once again for Knowledge Hub namhlanje.
Good morning. Good morning, Pudawe too. Yes, thank you so much. Labor law, seriously.
Yes. We come on, I'm not just a class.
At least she's reading something.
Yes.
Yeah, at least.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's better than nothing.
Yes.
Now, siyabonga ukhona ke no Melissa Dani. So, joining us in studio. Hi, Melissa.
Hello,
Ninjani. Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, definitely. What do you guys have for us this morning? Maybe Mr. Maqhi, you can start. Mhlambe usitshele ukuthi what do we have? What are we speaking about namhlanje? Mhlambe izawuvela ukuthi why I was asking about what people are reading.
Yes, we are talking books, you know. So, I mean, we are closing on it's been a hectic term.
Yes.
We are closing on Friday. So hopefully, all of us will have something to read over the next 10 days while we are trying to refresh.
Yeah.
So we are talking books. Welcome to Melissa. We've invited her as well to share now. I mean, we always meet a lot of people who love to read, but some of them are shy.
Yes.
And our sense where at least she has the courage to come forward and share what she's reading. So she's going to talk. Also, now let me just also do my part and then hand it over to him.
Yes.
I am currently reading this book. It's not an easy book to read because of the it's non-fiction, discusses serious topic.
Okay.
The anxious generation, how the great rewiring of childhood is causing an epidemic of mental illness. It's by Jonathan Haidt. He published in 2024. So the book is looking at four issues really affecting children today. If you are born at a time when you already have a smartphone, so these are not kids who play with dolls and chase cars and chase cows and butterflies. So,
yeah.
So
that was us.
I mean, this was long time ago. So Kubona, they are really using ama phones and it's such a shame. I mean, if you buka data, Jonathan Haidt, it is affecting them in a bad way, right? Because as much as the phone is a useful device, but how you use it and also it can lead to other things. So okay, one of them is addiction. Kuba Woodman or Sawazu Bega Pants.
Yeah.
Kuba Sawazu, Lao Corner, Fiber Corner. No Maxuya, I find the Udu shoots an hour. So Nje, he presented a little issue number one. And Enyes Billy, he said, Nabata Babesala, I'm a seven phone.
Yeah.
So my phone is lazy on the phone. If only my Mikal, I'm going to get him. And so now about the Bamba, like lizards, I'm sorry to say. So but it does create Leon. The other side to anega is loneliness. With as much as we pay at the phone, labano kuluma na babale gute. Creating this false notion of space to Zan, and yes, they are not there. So unalo mutong abonom. So you have some people who's locked in or locked themselves up in their bedroom or in their room, talking to everybody else except the people in the room. So the people in the room, they don't see them. There's no connection. They are like sort of disconnected. So it's so there's a sadness to it. To people run to their phones to talk about things they imagine.
Yeah.
You know about Instagram, but people, I mean, you picture so we born like we suge in Lomundo. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you know, in my class, I think this thing you experienced it because I was this book I've been reading, dropping it, reading. I'm not finishing it. So attention, you know, njoba sina la mafoni kamanje kubanzi. For 2 minutes. Just to pay attention, just to concentrate, because there's always something else we are imagining, something else we need to finish, something we need to start, something we're afraid that we maybe as we are sitting here we are missing out on. So I mean it's a very interesting book, and I'll keep on. I mean, for me it's a book I'm going to keep on coming back to. Like I said, I'm not planning to finish reading it, because I need to pause.
Yeah.
Have these conversations with people like you guys challenge each other, and then also carry on reading it again. So that's what I'm reading for now.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Do you have that book, Mr. Mike? Maybe you can direct someone to read the book.
The book is on. It will turn around, I think, if you are buying it online. No, I was checking them this morning. It is available online. I mean, it's very cheap. It's one of those popular books. So hopefully, I mean, I'll keep on. Normally, you write. I'll keep on looking for specials, but also from the library site as well. I think I just make a note to we need to get it. So there is one we have by the same author in the library, but not necessarily this one.
Mm.
So I think it's something worthwhile to read for you as a young person who's going through that, also for someone who's supporting young people as well to navigate this whole thing of AI, smartphones, and being sociable, avoiding addictions, and getting some sleep, you know. So nine hours of sleep.
9 hours of sleep.
Nine, because what's with eight?
Let's give an extra hour.
Definitely. No, thank you so much, Mr. Mike. But also, Umilisa did tell us off air that now she's also reading something. So, Melissa, thank you once again for joining us on MET Radio. You are also reading something quite interesting. Tell us more about that.
Yes, I am. I am reading a book called Verity by Colin Hoover. It's a very interesting book.
Okay.
It's a fiction. Yes.
What is it about the book? Maybe if you can just highlight without giving us every information, because that is
a trailer.
The storylines are called, it's very interesting. It's an interesting book. It makes you engaged in your mind. It's very interesting. That's what I can say.
Definitely.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Why reading? Why reading out of all the things that we do as young people? Because, the social media, there's TikTok these days.
Yeah.
Why your interest in Watin Gakulgas?
Sabantu as fun, right? Some of us find reading very relaxing. Abanye, we read for different purposes, right? Abanye, they read because it expands our vocabulary, it expands indlela ocabanga ngayo, it challenges your thinking. Right? What else? It's very engaging. It helps it gets you hooked. The book I'm reading gets you hooked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Definitely. And where did you get the book? Maybe Mhlambenathi, if I would want to ngithole okanye ngifunde the very same book, mhlambe ngayithola kuphi?
Ungayithola in your library.
Okay.
Around Durban. You can also download it on websites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we're going on holidays. Siyazi ukuthi siyophumula emakhaya. And what can you suggest mhlambe for someone your peers to read mhlambe some khona incwadi mhlambe ungayifunda? We're going to come to you also, Mr. Maci. We know that you've got some suggestions as the library also. But maybe what can you suggest, which book would you recommend for a young person like me and you, which is say food?
You can read, the different authors, you can read Heart Bones by Colin Hoover. It's also a Colin Hoover book.
Okay.
I am a fan of Colin Hoover. Yeah. I love Colin Hoover. Yes, she's a phenomenal writer. So I recommend Leo Ngwati Leo if anyone is interested in reading one of her books.
Wow, Mr. Liz. No, thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu. And yeah, definitely ngizange ndimcheck Colin Hoover. Yeah, because I don't even know the author, but yeah.
Wow.
I will try. But maybe as we wrap up, Mr. Mike, let's come back to you. Just as your final words. I know this is our last episode for this term. We will be back again next term. And we're going home. Abanye bathi bayo relaxa, but we know ukuthi too, as Melissa was saying, to expand the vocabulary too, and just nje to ukuthi uzwayo ukufunda. What can you suggest for a student as a MUT?
Yes, I mean, for now, I think if you are closing and you've got some time to sit and think, the one good book to read is Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. It's an old book, came out in 1991, but Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Very easy to read. The suggestions, life changing. It's by Stephen Covey. Mm. Please take time, read it. In some instances, people might even form groups where they're discussing the different ideas regarding the book. And also, I'm reflecting on how it has an impact on your own life. So, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. That's my recommendation.
Wow. No, thank you so much. Mr. Mark. Thank you so much for kickstarting the year with us. It's been a great journey. I guess your Pumula, your Fundama Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And then Masbuya will then carry on with the Knowledge Hub. We celebrated a very interesting library week, last week.
Yes.
So launch my books. It was quite interesting working with the library last week. So thank you so much again from your department and your colleagues, including you. Really appreciate you, Mr. Matt, for making time and introducing even the young ones now to this slot. I'm seeing this slot growing. So thank you so much, Sebo Ngakhulu.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Mr. Martin Melissa joining us in studio. Namhlanje utheke it's not Melissa, Melissa.
Melissa,
yeah.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.